As I return our attention to football, we've got week four in the NFL opening tonight at MetLife Stadium with the Giants and the Cowboys. First things first, Brian Daboll looking across the way and having to deal with Micah Parsons and that Cowboys defense.
Dynamic player. You know, he's lined up in a variety of spots. He has the ability to play really any position. Explosive, athletic, tough.
Yeah. All that stuff.
Yeah, we know all that.
All right, I won't play it anymore. We don't need to hear from him because I'm sure you know everything he's talking about. Probably. Micah Parsons says this is, well, no, you probably know that too. Adoree Jackson and Drew Phillips are out, ruled out with a calf injury. And also, Darius Slayton has a thumb injury. He's on the list as questionable.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I just told you. Yeah.
Good job on that one.
let's see here. Yeah, you probably know what he's going to say about this. Well, I'm going to play it anyway. This is Aaron Rodgers. He was asked
about
the whole...
Let's guess. Let's play a game here. Okay. So he was asked what? What do you think he said, Boomer? What was he asked?
He was asked about the Sean Payton, Nathaniel Hackett stuff.
What do you think? He's put that past him and don't really care about that anymore. Stuff's over with.
All right, don't need to play that. Sean Payton.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sean Payton was asked about Bo Nix winning his first game. Was his confidence a little shaken after the first two?
What do you think
they lost?
No, he's a tough kid. He did not have his confidence shaken, and we believe in him.
Then I'm going to go to a TV show, and you're going to tell me who this is. You've heard of The Masked Singer, that song.
Yes,
that show.
That show, yes.
You tell me, I'm going to give you 20 seconds of a song, you tell me who this is.
Now,
I can tell by Boomer's face he knows who this is.
I know that voice.
It's not J.J. Watt, is it?
No,
it is not J.J. Watt. But I will say it is related to football, which is why it's in this whole football theme.
I know that voice.
I love it.
Jason Kelce.
No, but another good guess because we've Kelce'd out, so that would have made sense.
So much Kelce.
I hate to say play it again, but just play a couple.
Why not?
Cam Newton.
It is not Cam Newton.
She can't get enough of me. Yeah.
Tony Gonzalez? No.
Damn.
Anybody? You know who it is.
Big man. Andrew Whitworth?
No.
If only I'd put this on the show sheet, Jerry.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
No. I will tell you this, and this would be the last hint other than playing it again. It is not a current player or a player that stopped playing recently. More of a front office type.
Pick her up to watch TV.
And she sits down on the
sofa. It's not John Gruden.
No, but you're getting closer. You're getting closer.
Oh, my God.
You just gave me a name. Come on, Boomer.
Give your name, John.
What comes after John?
John Madden's dead, Jerry.
Yeah. Not John Rahm. Football player. John! That's one of the greatest football players and quarterbacks of all time. John.
John.
John. John Elway.
Oh, God. Why are our brains so bad?
Let me hear that again. I think back in the day we all went to do karaoke once or twice. I think I remember this voice now.
So there you go. Man,
I say this every time there's some sort of John Elway reference, but when he got up to the podium when they won the Super Bowl and he said, "I want to thank John Elway," that was one of my favorite moments in sports history.
I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah. You could find it quick somewhere. I probably brought this up like 2 years ago.
When he won with Peyton as a quarterback, or when he actually won?
No, when he was when Peyton won.
When Peyton won.
When Peyton won, and he was the GM.
He misspoke, but he went up there and goes, "I'd like to thank John Elway." I mean, John Fox. That's amazing.
That is funny. So, he was
at that point.
No, I think it was like the morning after. He might have been hungover.
He was your masked singer.